The pool.
I cannot see what Valerie sees, or know her thoughts of this place or of me. I'm an uninspiring companion, never having found myself in this world, codified like a tourist all the way. I am gratefully invisible, observer, guest. These young climbers, nymphs, at home in their full powers, relax and cool in their young bodies, seducing, seduced, buoyed by the lie of authentic beauty that lasts forever. I stay back with Valerie, unlacing boots, t-shirted body against the warm rock, drinking from the Nalgene bottle. The pool too far for me to reach its elixir. I capture no God's eye and expect none. Valerie is deciding if she should unclothe and swim. In her youth, she would already be there, not hanging back with modest outsider me. But 6 weeks ago, the surgeons carved the cancer and the breasts, leaving flat, unmarked pits, covering as best they could what was gone, but nothing in their place. Maybe it was the title, plastic surgeon, that caused her to reject the procedure, ranging from reconstruction to replacement, however natural as inauthentic. Now, confronted by what these nymphs would see, her maimed body, maybe too much authenticity to qualify as beauty, to be celebrated here. I thought I'd be more brave, she said.